Welcome to the LU Moment. Thank you for listening. I'm Shelley DeCanza, the Director of Public Affairs at Lamar University. Each week, we showcase the great events, activities, programs, projects, and people at Lamar University. Hey, legend alert, Alvin Brooks is in the house. Alvin Brooks is a basketball legend here at Lamar University, playing for the Cardinals in 1979 through 1981. He was a pass-first point guard and became the school's all-time leader in assists with 432, setting the stage for his teammates to be in the spotlight. As a senior, Brooks set the LU single-season assist record with 249 assists. Brooks also helped lead the school to back-to-back Southland Conference titles in 80 and 81, as well as an appearance in the Sweet 16 in the 1981 NCAA tournament. And he's back to coach the Cardinals men's basketball team. Welcome home, and thank you for joining us.
Welcome. Thank you so much, Shelley. It's a pleasure to be back. I'm really excited about coming back home. Glad that you get the opportunity to do that.
No, it's awesome. And you've been close to home. You've been at the University of Houston for 11 years, building that team to the big time, right?
Right.
And so why? Why come back to Lamar University?
Well,
why now?
Well, you know, actually, at Houston, that was my second state at Houston.
Okay.
So I actually spent 23 years total there. Been in the state of Texas for 30-some-plus years at various institutions. So the head coach of Houston at the age of 33, very young. A lot of things went on.
First African-American coach.
First African-American at any sport on campus.
Wow.
So I went through three of these, three presidents. We changed leagues, kind of led them into a different conference act. Led them from the Southwest Conference to Conference USA. So this, as we go into the WAC, it's not my first time doing it.
Been there, done that.
So it's kind of eerie how some of the things I'm dealing with now are very similar and have an opportunity to do it again. And so I'm kind of have a calm about approaching
that change.
Yeah, about change. I realized a long time ago when I was even here at Lamar. My junior year, we went to the Sweet 16. Coach Tufts got the Oklahoma job. So we had a coaching change, and Coach Pat Foster came in, and we were kind of like anticipating change, wondering what was going to go on, and it ended up being a great thing. Coach Foster, who I became the friends with, as a mentor, talked to him recently. He led me into coaching. Mm-hmm. And so that was a good thing. So I had four coaches in 4 years in college. So I kind of got accustomed to change after a while. The uncomfortable started to become comfortable for me.
Well, and that's important because you can work with these guys.
I can, as I told them. That's all part of life. So my prayer was always that I become a head coach again, but I wanted to go somewhere where they were not doing very well, where they had needed an infusion of energy and some hope and try to get back to winning ways. I just never thought it'd be in my old school tomorrow, you know, because April 2nd of 86 is when I left, which was about 10, 11 days ago.
Yeah.
35 years ago to the day is when I left Lamar to go to Houston.
Wow.
And so
now, the offer came around that time?
The offer came like a few days prior.
Yeah.
And so to have an opportunity to come back during that time. So why Lamar? Because I wanted to go somewhere where I could make a difference, where I could have a chance to help the program, which is kind of, I've been part of rebuilding programs now for 20-some years at the different institutions. I was at A&M, which I see you have prominently displayed on your wall. Great school.
Aggie Rank.
So my daughter-in-law is an Aggie graduate from A&M.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when we first went there, they had never won in the Big 12.
Mm.
And they were struggling, and then we kind of got it rolling quick. Went to Texas El Paso. They was last in the league, and we won the WAC championship within a year. And North Texas, Sun Belt, different. So able to revitalize the team, coming back to Houston. So kind of I'm working my way back to where I've
been coming home.
So
yeah.
Houston's, University of Houston is my hometown school. So I'm born and raised in Houston, exactly like 80 miles from Lamar's campus to my doorstep where I grew up from. So University of Houston, about 15 minutes from my house. So I came back to my hometown school, and to represent and help my hometown school, kind of help them get back. And now to go from that, my hometown school, the school I love, to my first love, Lamar, my school, my home school. I mean, I couldn't ask for anything better. And to do it in a year where we go to the Final Four, my oldest son, Al, the third, he goes to the Final Four. We actually play against each other. Unfortunately for us, we lost to him, but
Good for him.
Fortunately for me as a father, when his son came up the next day, I'm watching him play Monday night for the national championship, and he won. So it's not even, you can't even say a once-in-a-lifetime experience, because you go your whole lifetime and you never get to the Final Four.
Right.
Coach sees against your son at the national stage.
Yeah.
It's just great. I mean, we're talking about
that. It's going to be an emotional time.
It was.
I can't even imagine.
I'm not an outwardly emotional guy, but I've displayed so many emotions in the last 2 weeks that
I asked myself,
for granted, man, you're getting soft. You know, all that. with the tears and all that stuff. But it's been great, tears of joy. And it's been, I'm thrilled to be back. I've talked to so many people that were just excited about coming back. And then when I walked into the Montaigne Center on Wednesday for the press conference, it was different. You know, different other places I've been, you kind of getting to know people, kind of introducing yourself, looking around, trying to still lay a land. But, you know, I was telling those guys, okay, man, I'm just looking, I'm thinking about the memories when we played actually Houston here in 85, NIT, played LSU here. When we opened up the building, I remember when they broke ground. We used to walk around and look at it, say, man, this place is going to be nice. And, you know, I remember all that.
Yeah.
And so I'm actually talking to some people that actually kind of remember the same. Or some of them might have grew up watching Lamar. And so familiar faces, you know, I had an opportunity to see. So it was a different kind of feeling.
Mm-hmm. Feels like coming home. Feels like you kind of know the lay of the land.
No question. I really feel it.
Yeah.
And so that's a comfortable feeling. Yeah, excited about it.
So what did you learn from Kelvin Sampson that you're going to bring back to the red and white?
Well, you know, Kelvin Sampson is a coach's coach. But, I mean, his father was a high school coach in Larry Jerry in the state of North Carolina. He's won most of his life. He's been a part of the rebuilding program. So how to structure your staff and develop a plan so that you can progress and get better every year. And then sustain success. So, you know, one of his favorite lines is, coaches win games. Administrations won championships.
Mm.
So, you know, there's been a lot of good coaches. For example, we left here 35 years ago. We Coach Foster now.
Yes.
So there's been 9 head coaches.
Between now and then.
And now I'm the 10th. And we've only won here one conference championship in 35 years. And of the 9 head coaches, 7 of them finished below 500. Only 2 finished a few games over 500. Mm. So that speaks to all of the change.
Right.
But then there's some coaches have some good seasons, but the combination of the relationship between the administration and the support and the coexistence on the same page between the administration and the coach wins championships. And so that's why I'm thankful for Marco Barnes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I had 3 as a young head coach, and so that's difficult to do. So I learned that from him that, you know, you need stability at the administrative level and support. And, you know, you need to have a good working relationship with them, and then you guys build it from there.
Right.
So that was a few things I learned from him. So that, I think that'll be beneficial to us here.
Oh, I think so. I think it's great. Marco visited with him yesterday. He can be more excited about having you. And so maybe some expectations. Give us a 3-year vision. You got a 3-year vision.
Man, I do have a vision, but I kind of learned a long time ago to, I know my vision is ultimately for us to be, now that we're in the WAC champions, NCAA tournament participants, and then win a game in the tournament in advance, you know, 1 game, try to go 1-0. That's my long-term vision, you know, graduate, you know, every guy that we have, get to reconnect with the community, you know, a lot of the guys here, I remember talking to some of the coaches in the past. Everybody thought, man, Lamar's a great job. You love to be at Lamar. But then when they talked to man, Beaumont's so different. I said, yeah, bro. Lamar's in Beaumont.
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, my vision is to reconnect with the community, the Beaumont community, the Golden Triangle. My grandmother and grandfather, who hailed from South Louisiana, originally settled in Houston. But when they left there, they went to Port Arthur, Texas. My dad actually was born in Port Arthur in 1927.
Really?
Yep. And so I used to visit me on Roosevelt Street. And so when I came here as a player, it wasn't like I was unfamiliar with the area.
Right.
So I kind of felt like
your people are familiar.
Right. Yeah, it's a little familiar. So Rick, I never was disconnected as a coach. You know, mm-hmm. I always came mm-hmm. to recruit there. Mm-hmm. So kind of.
Yeah, you recruited our people.
I did. I did, which are my people. So, reconnecting, you know, Lamar again mm-hmm. With the community and just kind of stay in touch there. And then, you know, just building a program that was the community feels connected with Lamar, Lamar's connected to them, and we win.
Well, this community is going to embrace you. We're excited about having you home, mm-hmm. and we just couldn't be more thrilled. I'm going to take you to Rayo's on a Thursday. Everybody meets at Rayo's for coffee on a Thursday morning. Bring your dinner. So you listeners out there, we're going to be at Rayo's on one of these upcoming Thursdays and have some coffee. Okay. And visit with everybody. Let's talk about your priorities. What are you going to do right now? What are you focused on?
Well,
moving.
we've got to provide a little stability. You know, we've had a few kids in the transfer portal. And first order of business is taking care of the guys we have. And as I told him, I understand change. I've been through it as a player, been through it as a coach, and so getting him to feel comfortable with who I am, what mm-hmm. we're trying to do,
mm-hmm.
and then stabilizing that here at the house first.
Right.
And then recruiting new prospects to Lamar. So I've been on that since Marco offered me the job. And so trying to get guys that fit here. Not everybody fits here. So
right.
I kind of know what we need there. And then hire staff and get organized there. And then, again, put it at a level to where not we're just going to have one good season, but we can build it a little bit better every year. We sustain it. And we can just continue to have a really good program, not just a good one-year team. So that's been my goal right there, is to recruit really good players, take care of the players we have, hire really good staff that fits here, that are servant leaders, and take care of our guys.
Love it.
Yeah.
So just a few things going on in here.
Non-stop, Shelly, non-stop. So, but I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
It's what I prayed for. It's what I wanted. So I'm looking forward to it.
Good. We're going to have a little bit of fun.
Okay.
All right. Do you like to have fun?
Oh, yeah. Always.
Okay.
Always.
All right. So we're going to do some little Steve Harvey action.
Okay.
You know, for Family Feud. So I'll ask you a question, and you've got 20 seconds or less than it.
Okay.
favorite music to sing to in the car or shower?
Oh, my dad was a former jazzist, loved music. So I'm an R&B old school guy. So my favorite group is Earth, Wind & Fire.
Mm.
My favorite solo single would probably be Teddy Pendergrass or something like that. But I got quite a few.
You sing to that music?
I sing to that. Yeah. Yeah, I know most of them. Yeah.
Do you count your steps?
I do not.
Do you exercise at all?
I exercise all the time. But I go by how many miles I can go. I mean, if I can, I still like to either jog or walk, and it's usually about 2 miles.
10,000 is easy for you, then. All right.
Okay.
What's your most unusual talent?
My most unusual talent is that I love animals, and I like to train them on my own. And so I have 2 German Shepherds, and I have 2 horses. I have a quarter horse, and I have a Tennessee Walker. And I love to train and ride my horses.
Dogs and horses together?
Yeah, sometimes. My female German Shepherd's not too fond of them, so she kind of likes to herd them, you know, hence the word German Shepherd. So she kind of... So when I need to corner them up, I have them together. But yeah, I love doing that. So that's my...
Would you rather have unlimited sushi for life or tacos for life?
Tacos, absolutely. Shrimp tacos all day long. I love seafood, so... Shrimp tacos I could have all day.
All right. Favorite Netflix binge? Did you binge any?
I've been a big Netflix guy over the pandemic. I kind of started getting used to it, so I kind of got hooked on Money Heist.
Money Heist?
Yeah.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, loved it. Marjorie introduced it to me, and I said, oh, it's pretty good. So we kind of, we did that.
Any superstition?
Whatever my routine is,
mm-hmm.
I'm a routine guy. If we win or I wear a certain thing,
mm-hmm.
then I'm wearing that
for the next time.
The next time until we lose. And then we lose, I'm not wearing it again.
Got it. favorite color, number one answer is red.
Blue.
Oh, no, it's red.
Blue red. Red. You know, I've been a red color guy for so long. I was here, Lamar, from 79, 86, red. Went to Houston, 86 to 98, red. Took a year off after my mother passed at the time. So I went to Texas Tech 2 years, red,
yeah.
black. And when I first finally got a different color when I went to North Texas Greenhouse stuff, so I saw it.
Well, you're back in red.
I'm back in red. Love it. Love it.
Favorite mascot? Number one answer is Big Red. Number three answer is Blue.
Big Red. There you go. There you go. But, you know, for me, any animals, I love animals, but Big Red, yeah. But if you say, hey, what animal you like, it has to be an image of a horse or a dog. You know, that's me.
I hear you.
Yes.
We're glad to know you. We're glad to have you. Glad you're back.
Yeah.
And thanks so much for being with us on the Radio Moment.
Thanks, Shelly. I appreciate you having me. Thanks so much. I enjoyed it.
It's great.
All right.
And we appreciate you listening to the LU Moment. I'm Shelly Bittahanza, the Director of Public Affairs at Lamar University, the Prof. Southeast Texas.